This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Soybean prices have reached a record high, and corn prices are near records as what's being called the worst drought since the 1950s takes a toll on farms across the Midwest. The pain is already being felt by farmers, and it could impact all of us soon in the form of higher prices for everything from cereal to chicken. We're joined this morning by the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. He's with us from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, who is being most affected right now by this drought, and where are you focusing the government's attention?
Well, the interesting thing about this drought is how widespread it is. If you take a look and compare this drought to what occurred in the 1930s and what occurred in the 1950s and what most recently, about 25 years ago, occurred in 1988, this drought is less severe at this point in time, but certainly more widespread.
And what kind of impact could it have? What are your fears about that at the moment?
It's already having a very significant and serious impact on production and yields. We expect at this point in time about nearly 40% of our corn crop and a little over 30% of our bean crop is in poor or very poor condition, which are very high numbers. Conversely, those numbers are somewhat similar to how much corn is in good and excellent shape. And normally we have 60 to 70% of our crops in good to excellent shape. And now we're looking at 30% of our crop.
Any sense yet about what that's going to do to consumer prices?
Well, here's the interesting thing. The livestock producers are the ones who are most impacted directly today by this drought. So they may start liquidating herds. When they do that, prices for meat and poultry and pork over time, they'll go up a bit. But it takes quite a bit of a jump for food prices to be dramatically affected by something like this.
Mr. Secretary, I want to ask you one more question before I let you go. This is, as you said, the worst drought in decades. The first half of this year, according to the government, was the hottest in 118 years of record keeping across the country. The UK has just had its wettest June since records began there. Is it the view of the U.S. government that this is climate change?
Well, I'm not an expert on climate change, and so it probably wouldn't be appropriate for me to respond specifically to that question. My focus, and I think the focus of the USDA and the president right now, is on making sure we get help to these folks, making sure that people, for example, know that they've got to notify their insurance agent if they've got crop insurance that they may have a damaged crop so that they don't lose rights under their policy. That's our focus. It's not trying to figure out today what may be causing this or what may be impacting it. We know it is impacting farmers and ranchers. Our heart goes out to their families and these hardworking folks. We just want to be able to provide them some help and assistance.
Tom Vilsack is the Secretary of Agriculture. Thank you so much.
Thank you.